You are listening to the audio production of Stand Strong, 365 Devotions for Men, by Men, by Our Daily Bread, published by Our Daily Bread. This book is read by Thomas A. Penny. Foreword by Daniel Ryan Day, author and co-host of the Discover the Word radio program. It was one of the scariest moments of my life. I was trying to be the cool dad, so I took my son into the waves to boogie board. He was holding on to my back, and we took the first wave without a problem. He loved it, and I was the hero. On the way back out, he and I broke a few waves before lying back down on the boogie board. A large wave came, and I knew it was the one we should ride. I grabbed the board with my left hand and grabbed my son with my strong right hand. Unfortunately, the wave was larger than I realized, and it threw us off the board. My son fell off my back. I jumped up and looked around. For what felt like much longer than it probably was, I couldn't find him. I looked right and left, desperately searching for my boy. Finally, he came up for air. Waves are strong. If you try to keep them from coming, well, you will look silly. You can try to keep yourself from being moved by a large wave, but it's nearly impossible. In the waves, we struggle to stand firm because the sand moves with the tides and is stirred by the very waves that push us from here to there. We can't gain the footing we need. Life often feels like standing in waves. Sometimes our lives are calm and the waves undetectable as they roll in. Other times, life sends waves of change, anxiety, or problems that knock us down. The firm footing we thought we had in calm waters betrays us as our feet sink into the unsettled sand or get pulled out from under us with the current. Unlike the ocean sand, however, there's a strong foundation available to us, a firm place to stand when life's waves are more than we can bear. The Apostle Paul, a man who dealt with his share of storms, both literally and metaphorically, had a foundation to stand on. In Ephesians, a letter he wrote from prison, chapter 4, verse 1, he gives us a hint as to what that foundation looks like. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is, Christ. You were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. Chapter 4, verses 14 through 15 and verse 21. How can we stand strong in a world full of powerful waves? By standing on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. But what does that mean? This book offers short daily snippets of how to stand strong because of the truth in Jesus. If you want to find that firm footing available to you through the Scriptures, this book is a great place to start. Our prayer for you is that God will use this devotional to strengthen your faith and help you stand strong. May God give you eyes to see and ears to hear His voice in these pages. January 1st. Stand Strong by David McCaslin. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing and His kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?